Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go on a Thursday. It is the Daily Tip on the MGM Network. And we're waking up late this morning. It happens. You're tired from the night before. You're like, you know what? Maybe we'll get started. I don't know. 15, 20 minutes late. That's what we're doing. She is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Coming up in the next 40 minutes before we give you a full show, we will talk about Thursday night football tonight in the National Football League. We're going to have the top five teams in the NFL. We're going to have Greg Allman for Fox Sports in our final hour. So another great show on deck for you on this Thursday. I'm Jenk. She's Chelsea. Chelsea, how you doing?
Yeah, I just want to make it fully clear that we did not get to sleep in. The reason we didn't go on air on time was due to something out of our control, because I would have loved to have 20 minutes of extra sleep. Jenks, I dream about this every morning where I'm like, what if I just hit the snooze? And you know what? I don't. So it would have been nice if I could have.
Yeah, the extra 20 minutes would have been nice. Now we've been here. It happens in radio, happens in TV, happens in broadcasting all the time. Sometimes you run into technical issues, so you just got to push forward. But yeah, 20 minutes of sleep would have always been good.
I know. But one of these days. All right, so are we going to start with our best bets? What are we starting this with, since we're starting a little late?
No, we're going to start at with our normal schedule as we have it in the rundown here, and we can also touch on some of the larger stories that we want to get to as well. But first, yeah, let's start with our best bets. What do you got?
Yeah, Lakers screwed me last night, along with a lot of other people. The Lakers were the play, it felt like, over the Spurs in the NBA Cup. Lakers defense didn't show up. And it's crazy how when you look up stories on this game last night, all the stories are about this poster dunk that LeBron had and Blue Ivy Carter and Jay-Z sitting courtside, when in actuality, the story should have been about Stephon Castle. I'm sure that's not what Blue Ivy Carter had, you know, imagined seeing at the Lakers game, but still it was all Stephon Castle. I had the Lakers on the money line combined with LeBron, 5+ rebounds. LeBron had 15 rebounds in this game, but the Lakers did not win. So that's my fault for trying to get cute. I should have just played LeBron and his rebounding prop.
Well, it does happen. That's all right. You're still 1-2 on the week, so plenty of time to get on the right side there. I had Rangers Blackhawks under 6.5 at -130. The Blackhawks win it 3-0, so another win on the stick and puck there. And the Dawgs are laying 18.5 with Purdue hosting Minnesota. Purdue wins 82-44. That one not close. So again, for the week, you're 1-2. I'm 2-0. And the Dogster 1-1 here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. So we're going to get to everything we talked about, but we have to start with Michigan firing Shimon Moore yesterday for cause. And this story broke late yesterday afternoon. It has taken a few twists and turns. So at first, it was announced out of nowhere that the university was firing Shimon Moore because he violated a university policy. And according to the school, quote, a university investigation has revealed that credible evidence has been found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. So that came out. And then not long after that, Moore was later arrested for alleged assault. So Pittsfield, Michigan police arresting Moore and saying this in a statement. He is being arrested for the purposes of investigating an alleged assault. A suspect in this case was taken into custody. The incident does not appear to be random in nature, and there appears to be no ongoing threat to the community. At this time, the investigation is ongoing. Given the nature of the allegations, the need to maintain the integrity of the investigation and its current status at this time, we are prohibited from releasing additional details. So, look, you can speculate a lot about this, and there is a lot to unpack here, but this, I think the overarching theme is that out of nowhere, this escalated very quickly, and we are hearing reports now, depending on who you listen to, who you talk to, who you read, that Michigan has sort of known for a while that there was an issue with Sharon Moore, and yesterday they finally decided to take action. So this was a shocker yesterday.
Yeah, including a shocker to Sharon Moore himself. So that's the wild part when you hear these rumors that Michigan waited to do this until after National Signing Day. So I don't know how they kept this under wraps. And it is a lot to unpack, because when I first saw these two stories, I thought they were kind of correlated, but they're not, because it doesn't say like who the victim was. And it should be noted that he has not been found guilty of anything when it comes to like this arrest. So I think, you know, I need to double reiterate that for the people listening. But man, it feels like Michigan's down bad after this. I don't know what they're going to do, but I will say this. This gets them out of his buyout, because when you get fired with cause, you don't have to pay the coach the money left on their contract. So I guess that's the one silver lining for Michigan. And they did, you know, get past National Signing Day. But still, this is certainly not a great look for your program, especially when Ohio State just beat you and they're probably going to be playing for a national championship.
Yeah, it's disturbing news on a lot of levels when you think about how this escalated so quickly. And of course, we're going to get more details throughout the day. And Sharon Moore will certainly have a side to this that I'm sure that he will speak either himself or through his representation at some point. But I think some of the more, and this is all speculation, but some of the more bothersome details about this is that a lot of journalists are reporting that Michigan has known about these violations for a while, which makes sense if you're following the timeline, right? Because a university investigation doesn't just take a day or two. You have to interview sources. You have to double check those sources. You have to do some back checking. You have to look at electronic communication. You have to look at a lot of things to go into any sort of university investigation. But I think for the kids involved, for the kids who just signed with Michigan, this is fairly disturbing, because here you are, you believe in your head coach, you believe in your university, and now you're having to deal with the fallout of, oh, the guy I thought I was going to play for is no longer going to be head coach. And I say all of that because the question is, how long did Michigan know this was happening? And probably for a while, based on the length of investigations. And did they purposefully wait until after signing day to release this information? Because otherwise, it clearly would have affected their recruiting class. We don't know, but those are just one of the questions that is being asked. And I think it's a fair question.
Right. But here's the thing. I don't know if we'll ever know. And here's the thing. Michigan's been pretty good at covering things up fast.
Right.
So I don't know if we'll win this one against Michigan. But also, it should be noted that like Sharon Moore was an interim coach for a while himself. So maybe this will give Michigan a chance to go out and get somebody new, bring some new blood into the program. So it's just a lot of moving parts. And it's just college football every single day. It feels like we always talk about like the news cycle being short and just general. And college football, it feels like, you know, it was months ago where Lane Kiffin was the biggest story, because we've had so many other things since that.
Well, I think what's interesting too is, and you sort of touched on it, but who are they going to get? Like, who is going to coach Michigan at this point? Because if you look at Lane Kiffin, and I don't think Lane Kiffin would have gone to Michigan, he's an SEC guy. You look at Matt Campbell going to Penn State. When you look at sort of the landscape right now, you look at John Sumrall going to Florida. So the bigger names, or the names that were under consideration for the openings that were already there, have already been signed. I mean, I don't know who in the world is going to go to Michigan. Now, Biff Poggi has taken over on an interim basis. He has been a head coach before, so there's a possibility that maybe he takes over. But ultimately, you know, Michigan is in a very precarious position here, because there's going to be the question, if you had this evidence and it was credible, why didn't you move sooner? Were you more worried about retaining your recruits as opposed to getting a head coach? You know, what was the plan in place? And I will tell you, based on today's journalistic, you know, the number of people who have that access and where we are, this will come out at some point. So once again, Michigan for, you know, for the second time in the last 3 years is having to go, you know, having to deal with a fallout when it comes to controversy, whether it was Connor Stallions and now this.
It's wild to me how you look at some of the most winningest programs in college football over the last, I don't know, 30 years. And it does feel like there's like always these like, I don't know, I don't want to say like allegations, but it does feel like there's some scandal involved. Because like, look at Michigan when they won the national championship. Like Jim Harbaugh had to leave. And then you look at like the Florida days with like the Urban Meyer stuff. So it just makes you wonder what it actually takes to win in college football. And I know that's been a question for quite some time now. And with some of the NIL stuff, like some of it's on the table now. Because I understand like back in the day, it feels like players did get paid and they were just good at covering it up. It just, you look at Michigan and they don't exactly have the squeakiest clean record over the last 5 years.
Yeah, and it's, you know, a lot of this, of course, has to do with the pressure from the rest of the Big Ten, right? They need to make a move because they risk losing ground. It's still Michigan, but from a pure football perspective, from a pure competitive perspective, when you're the University of Michigan and when you have this great university and or at least the university's history on the football field, I mean, think about it this way. I mean, this is a team that just won a national championship, what, 3 years ago? And so here they are. They've gone from that point to having the videotaping controversy surrounding them. And now Sherrone Moore, after Jim Harbaugh takes off, and he couldn't come back to college football for a long time because of the punishment in place. And now you have the interim head coach leaving because of an issue that is not related to filming teams illegally, but ultimately has to do with personal behavior. And you know, the sad thing about all of this is that, you know, we focus on football, we focus on university, but Sherrone Moore, and again, we can hear his side of the story as well. We will, but he's married with three daughters. So there's a personal aspect of it as well that I feel like gets lost in the mix that is certainly impactful and needs to be recognized.
Oh, for sure. And this did not give them any noticeable advantage. Like, unless there's like some wild scenario that I'm not thinking of, like this is not something that gave Michigan football any type of advantage on the football field. In fact, it was just an abuse of power. Usually that's the case when you have, you know, these coaches or whoever who have the quote unquote inappropriate relationships with the staff members. We'll have to wait and see like the details and some of this and obviously his side of the story. But obviously it is sad because there is a family involved and now they have to see this entire story strung throughout the media. So it's certainly not a fun time to be a part of that family. So I do, you know, emphasize with that. And Sherrone Moore is going to have to look long and hard at the consequences of his actions if, you know, they're proven true, which it sounds like they are, you know, with this investigation that's taken a while.
Yeah. Also in the Big Ten, I mean, you talk about just one story after another in the conference yesterday, and none of it good news, is that Indiana player Stephen Daly, one of their best defensive players, one of the best defensive players in the country, Chelsea, is out for the season. He doesn't get to play in the playoff because of a freak leg injury. And I don't know if you've seen this video. It's so hard to watch. It's so sad because he's high-fiving fans after that win against Ohio State and just freak accident lands awkwardly on his leg. And so he's out. This is a guy who's second in the nation with 19 tackles for loss, first in the Big Ten, has 5.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. Indiana, of course, will play the winner of Oklahoma and Alabama in the Rose Bowl. But, man, this makes me so upset watching this kid who has worked so hard and randomly, you know, again, freak accident, now he's not going to get to play.
Yeah, this sounds like something that would happen to like the Boston Red Sox. Like this feels like a baseball injury where like it's all these like freak accidents that always happen like off the field where it's like Chris Sale like falling off his bike or something. It feels like we don't hear this too much in football. Like occasionally you'll get some of guys celebrating or doing like some weird touchdown celebration, but it's just sad because, you know, it's a kid that was you know, happy in the moment, and he should have been. It was a big moment. And now it just feels like he is just probably absolutely crushed because he doesn't get to play in the biggest games of the year. And think about how long, you know, some of these players have probably been waiting. Like, I understand they're not all four-year starters, but still, when you play for Indiana, at the start of your tenure, you probably took some ribbing from people who are like, you went to Indiana? You could have gone to Ohio State. So now, you know, you're at the precipice, at the peak, and you don't get to play in the biggest games of the year. So I'm sure this kid is absolutely crushed.
Oh, my gosh. Just brutal. And so, fortunately, Kurt Cignetti, you know, has built up. He's built a hell of a roster there in Bloomington. But even he was shaken when talking about what happened with this injury, because the irony is he had mentioned, oh, we came out of this with no injuries whatsoever. And then he learns about this after the fact. Coming up next here on the show, we got Philip Rivers to talk about. You got to hear his great explanation as to why he's coming back to the Colts, or at least one of the reasons. That's coming up next year, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Welcome back to the show. Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, he might be 44, but Philip Rivers gives us every reason why he's ready to return. You know, we should just get to this quote. I have to say, yesterday, you know how it is sometimes when you initially see a story and it's easy to look at any athlete as just an athlete, and then you need to remember, oh yeah, this guy's a father, this person is a mother, you know, a son, a daughter, whatever. And when you hear something that sort of humanizes them, it gives you a different perspective. And that's sort of what Philip Rivers did yesterday, because he gave us an amazing quote, and this sort of went viral because people thought it was so pure. And again, we know Philip Rivers is 44, right? There are only, I believe, 5 quarterbacks who have ever started an NFL game at that age or older. Now he's one of them, assuming he goes this weekend against Seattle in Seattle. So because he hasn't played since 2020 and because of his age, yesterday he told us one of the reasons why he wants to come back is because of his family.
They've been very supportive. You know, I think my younger children are most excited. I shouldn't say most excited. They're excited because they don't remember Dad playing. You know, my 6-year-old actually asked me like 4 months ago, like, Dad, why don't you play anymore? And I'm like, hon, I'm sorry. Best you're going to get is me coaching on the sideline, you know, because they were seeing, you know, highlight, or they're pulling up some, you know, old games. My boys are fired up, obviously. But I think share the same sentiment. A little nervous, like, Dad, you think you can do it? You know. And then my older girls are real excited because they're a little bit confused. They're like, shoot, I was 12. You know, some of them, you know, now all of a sudden they're grown adults, married, and they remember 16 years old going to the ball game. So it's been a whirlwind of 48 hours, I'll say.
I sort of love that his kids are like, why are you doing this? And then some are like, you're playing again? Like that, I just kind of love this story now, just sort of hearing from him personally. It really just adds a different perspective to it that we didn't have just 24 hours ago.
Well, obviously his kids are going to be a big part of his life decisions because he has 10 kids. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of people and personalities to please. So it is wild to see like the perspective of, you know, some of his kids don't remember him playing at all. And then some of his kids were like 16 and on the sideline. So they remember very vividly. And they're like, oh, this will be a fun trip down memory lane. So I think all players, you kind of get this. But especially with Phillip Rivers, because what are like the main narratives for Phillip Rivers? He's a gunslinger. He's, you know, known for playing with the Chargers. And then he has a ton of kids. So it's not surprising to me that the children were brought up in the press conference.
No, I think it's true. And also, it's awesome, you know, when you have your kids who get to experience that in real time. Because it's one thing to look at your highlights or your father's highlights, your mother's highlights, and or hear him tell a story or a parent tell a story about something that they did at one time. But when you actually get to see it in real time and actually experience it, even if they're older, then that just adds a whole new layer to it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we have that at home here because we have all these pictures of Jake, my husband, playing baseball. And Blake does not remember him playing baseball because she got to see him play when she was like 1.5 or 2. Like that was his last year. The first year we did the show was the last year that Jake played baseball. So she got to see him, but she doesn't really remember. So now when people are like, hey, what's your dad good at? And she's like, he's really good at golf. And you're like, no, sweetie, he was good at baseball. He played professionally for 11 years and got to the big leagues. So I know you see him play golf all the time, but that is not his number one skill in life.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My mom was telling me, and I think my mom and I, she's gotten older and I've gotten older. We've gotten very close. And I mean, we've always been close, but particularly, you know, age will do that to you. And so she has told me stories that I had no idea. Like at one point, she got hired and she was working for the United States Navy at some like submarine positioning like area that was in Texas, and she shouldn't have been hired, but she was 17 and she got in anyway, and she was responsible for a lot of the logistics for submarines and ships in the Navy. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I did it for a while and they really liked me. And, you know, I was probably a little young. I mean, it was a different time too, but they let me come in and I learned all about it and I was really good at it. And, you know, I guided a lot of the sailors and it was just blowing my mind. I wish I could have seen that in real time. Like imagine being high school age and you're working for the Navy and you have like these massive responsibilities. And I need to sort of dive down on the exact technicals of what she was doing. But I think I was so blown away at the time that I was just trying to wrap my head around it.
Right. Because as opposed to some of these celebrities' kids where everything is on the internet, not everything's on the internet about our parents. Yeah. So I am not sure how much that Phillip Rivers' kids don't know about him because I'm sure they've taken a trip down the Google lane. You know, that's what I always wonder for the celebrities that kind of have, I don't want to say a checkered past, but like, I don't know, like racy pictures of them or something. Like think of Kim Kardashian's kids. When they're old enough to like look up Google, they're like, excuse me, what? Even though she still does those type of photo shoots, so it can't come out of left field.
No, that is true. That's, right? You know, if that's your mom, I'd be like, okay, mom. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop searching today. I've gotten a lot. You know, I've been to 35 web pages. I'm going to go ahead and just shut it down maybe forever because I don't want to see this. What do Commanders fans want to see this weekend? Oh, man, here we go again with this story regarding Jaden Daniels. So as we know, Chelsea, 2 games ago, Jaden Daniels – injured his left elbow, went down awkwardly on that elbow, dislocated it. Fortunately, no real serious structural damage. And then he returns last week in that awful performance for everyone involved against the Vikings. And so, again, no structural damages, but the Commanders have announced that Marcus Mariota is going to start on Sunday instead of Jaden Daniels. And so Daniels now has not apparently been cleared by the medical staff. So again, this debate continues to rage on here in DC. If you're the Commanders, because look, there's still a handful of games left. Commanders, not even mathematically with a chance to make the playoffs. They are way done with that. But the question is, before they head to the Meadowlands, in a couple weeks, if Daniels is healthy, do you put him back in? Or do you say, look, he keeps getting banged up. He's only been available for 3 games this year. And he looked good at practice yesterday. Do you put him back in for those final 2 or 3 games? Or do you say, all right, we've seen enough. Let's just go to next year.
Well, first of all, he has to be medically cleared first, right? So, like, we still have to wait on that.
Yes, correct.
I'm not so sure. I feel like this is something where it depends on the severity of the injury. Because from an outsider's perspective and with somebody with no skin in the game who's not a Commanders fan, I say, why do you play him for the next 3 games? I understand he is a young quarterback, but if he is not fully healthy, because that's the thing, a lot of these quarterbacks in the NFL, they will play through injuries. We see that with Baker Mayfield. You know, we saw it with Daniel Jones, and it feels like the injuries just get worse because of, you know, an athlete's running a different way or they fall differently because of the first injury, and it just compounds itself. But I get it. Like, I get it if you're a Commanders fan and you want to see the best product on the field and you want, like, something to hold on to going into next season. And again, he is a young quarterback who still needs experience. So without knowing the full medical history and being a doctor, I feel like I can't really speak on it.
Yeah, and I think based on how he looked at practice yesterday, the prevailing thought is he's going to be cleared at some point. He's going to be cleared. Like, the issue isn't serious enough where he's not working out. He was working out yesterday. And I also think there's a thought that maybe the team just doesn't want him to play any longer. And to sort of the easy way to shut that down and to prevent debate is to say, well, he's not medically cleared. He's not medically cleared. I don't think he is, but maybe he is. And this is just a way of sort of, you know, spinning the event or spinning the injury. So you can say, yeah, not medically cleared. And that way they keep him off the field. And I think the time frame has a lot to do with it as well. If there were 5 weeks left in the season, like there was at one point, then you say, okay, let's play him for the rest of the season. Let's get him that second year experience, which he really doesn't have. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, he had a great rookie season, so we know what we have. But also, things change and evolve. Defenses adjust, and you can always get better. Look at C.J. Stroud. He's having a really good year now for the Texans, but there was definitely a drop-off after his initial season in which he came out like gangbusters, just like Jaden Daniels did. But if he's medically cleared in a week or 2 weeks, do you say we want him for the final week or 2 weeks of the season? And I think now you're measuring risk reward over a couple weeks versus a month or maybe a little over a month. I think that's the real debate.
Well, here's my question. Do you trust the decision that the Commanders ownership will make? Because a lot of times, like speaking as somebody who is a fan of the Titans, I say to myself, whatever the right decision is, they're going to make the wrong one. So when you look at the Commanders and their new ownership, and it feels like they have been making the right moves, do you have trust in them to make the right decision here?
I do. And, you know, I am someone who tries to look at the big picture. And there's no question. Look, nobody is saying that this has not been a very disappointing season. Injuries are a big part of that. Also, bad play has been a part of that. But when you look at the history of Dan Quinn, I mean, look at what they did last season. You look at the history of Adam Peters, and you look at the history of the people in charge now, as opposed to Dan Snyder era, I should say, then, of course, I am much more willing to say, yeah, you guys deserve the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to take one season and just lose my mind and say, all right, let's just start from scratch. If you had a few years of, hey, bad play, bad play, bad play, bad decision making. We haven't seen that pattern. And as we see in the NFL all the time, look at the Chiefs. Now, it's different because Chiefs have a longer history of success. But the point is, they went from playing in the Super Bowl to maybe not making the playoffs in 1 year, and all of a sudden you just fire everybody because they're not getting it done. So you have to be careful about pumping the brakes on that. Coming up next year on the show, oh, if you love the NFC South, you're in luck. Falcons, Bucks, Thursday Night Football is next for the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.